Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. We also are broadcasting across many of the Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the largest markets in America. And, of course, we have some independents that are carrying our show, too, that are dropped in here, there, and along the way to make things balanced. And let's not forget, we're streaming live on the Internet all around the world. And we're also up tonight up on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, especially the linemen that are out there getting the wires back up for the people that lost their power yesterday and those horrible storms up and down the East Coast and the Middle Atlantic area, and we'll get into that in a little bit. And, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail, also our suicide jockeys handling the hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and other products, petroleum products. And you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And our website's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And our podcast can be found just about anywhere because we're up on 53 different podcast sources. Plus, our radio affiliates have our podcast with our link there, and you'll be able to find it very easy. And, by the way, my website streams this show that you're hearing now all day long tomorrow. You'll hear it all day long, this show tonight. So if you don't get it tonight, you'll get it tomorrow. All right, let's go to the telephone line right away. We're going to open it up, and we're going out to California IA to see what's going on out there. And here is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. And when I tell you what the temperature is, you won't believe it. So thank you very much, boys and girls. Okay, there they go. Guess what the temperature is right now right here at the south end of the airport runway in Tampa?
I don't know. What is it?
87.
Wow.
I mean, it is warm. Okay, it is warm. And a little while ago, about an hour ago, a little bit more than an hour ago, it was still 90.
Wow, that really is something.
Mm-hmm. This hasn't been that warm in a while, but there's some crazy things going on with the weather. What's the temperature where you're at?
Right now, 66 in clear skies.
All right, and there's a warning today for feel-like temperatures of 112 degrees or more up till 7 p.m. tonight.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's significant. Yeah.
Come on down. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to mention the weather first. Thousands of U.S. flights. It was 1,300, got as many as 5,500 were delayed. About half that number were canceled at one time. They're starting to come back up a little bit. But the East Coast, the big cities, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Charlotte in the middle Atlantic, and Atlanta, all were backed up. Flights weren't going up and on in the air as they should have been because of the tremendous storms that came through. They actually had storms with winds up to 75 miles an hour with flash flooding and lightning that rivaled any hurricane.
I know. This is really big time. I think it's one of the biggest storms to hit the area for a long, long time.
Yeah, and there was a significant threat until just about 2 hours ago for damaging and local destructive hurricane-force winds along with the potential for large hail and tornadoes, even strong tornadoes, all the way up into New England, up into parts of Massachusetts. Now, everything is pretty much, at the moment, gone out to sea, and there's just the cleanup now is beginning. So that's where we're at with all of this.
Well, that's right. And, of course, also, folks, be careful. Any kind of down power lines, they're trying to restore them, of course. But if you see one, don't go near it.
Yeah, and if it's arcing, all the more reason not to, because they jump around when they do that. And you can be some 10, 15 feet away. And if you've got 10 or 15 feet of wire down that's arcing, it could bounce right over and smack you, and then, boom, you've been electrocuted.
I know. It's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, and then before we go to break, because we've got a lot of things to talk about after the break, before we go to break, Andrew Cuomo's sister, his sister, we now find out, was responsible for the vicious campaign that meant to discredit the victims whose accusations of sexual harassment ended her brother's political term. How about that?
Well, yeah, that is very, very interesting, isn't it?
Well, I just came out. One American News had it last night at 9 o'clock, so it's hot off the press, so to speak. But that is just utterly amazing that his sister stepped in and chose to discredit the women that were coming forward to talk about her brother.
Well, and of course, obviously, you know, these days, you know, to do something like that seems to be very counter to where our society is going.
Well, now that we know about it, now that they got it out there, I would think you might be in big trouble there, little sister. So hold on, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Democrats and something I teased last night and this morning early with Frank Salvato. We're going to pick up that conversation and talk about the divided Democrats. Oh, yeah. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-9-
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Tuesday morning edition, brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Go over there and click on the page, MyPillow.com, and you'll need a promo code to take advantage of all those amazing specials that are there. That promo code will be the word Captain. Yep, one word, Captain. That's all you need. And you can save money on everything that's there. Some of the items are marked down, ladies and gentlemen, 80%. Some of the items are marked down 80%. Now, if you want to call them up and speak to a live person, even at this time of the morning, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. They're there 24-7, 800-641-5459 with the promo code CAPTAIN. You get deep discounts on everything they've got there. Some items are marked down 80%. The pillows, $19.98 on the standard size pillow, $19.98 on the queen size pillow, and for $10 more, you get the big king size pillow. All tremendous discounts there. And, of course, don't forget the bed sheets, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the mattresses, the my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history as they celebrate their 20th year of doing business. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Telephone number 800-641-5459. And happy, happy, happy shopping to you. All right, going to bring Kyle Warren back into here. Kyle, California, and I can't believe this, but well, I can believe it, but I mean, I can't believe that they're allowing this to happen. They're calling a California city Fentanyl Island because homelessness there has exploded, making it basically unlivable with the drugs and the sex and the violence and the attacks and everything else that's going on. And we're talking about, of all places, Oakland, California, aren't we?
Yes, very unfortunately, that's correct.
So what do we do about that now, Mr. California?
Well, obviously, it's a cautionary tale and an object lesson and a textbook case of what happens when you don't have enforcement, when you adopt policies that are just going to allow the criminal element to take hold, and of course the drugs to flow freely, and of course also all the encampments and things of that nature. It just drives people out of the city.
It drives people out of the state, too, because that's why they're losing so many people. And once again, we're hearing about the revenue that's going away. Somebody's going to have to pay those taxes, and it's going to be the people that are left behind. And, gee, that seems to me that's you.
Well, as you know, I mean, yes, I've lived here in California for the better part of my whole life. So, you know, it takes time to make some changes and whether or not those changes are beneficial at this time.
It takes a minimum of one election cycle if you control all the levers. A minimum of one election cycle, which is 4 years. That's what they consider an election cycle, which is why we keep saying that if Donald Trump or the Republicans do take over the White House, they need to flip the Senate back to the way it was, to Republican control, and they need to keep control of the House of Representatives, because then they can do something, because they'll be in charge. They can pass legislation, get things going, and clean everything up the way it needs to be cleaned up. Now, that's just me talking. What do you think?
Well, certainly the idea is to try to gain back control of these different governmental houses and so forth. But, you know, it's something else has to happen, too. There has to be a true change of heart. You know, it's not going to be as easy, because California is pretty much a monolithic party state.
I'm glad you said that, because that walks me right into my next little topic here. And then I'm going to be quiet about this for a while, because Frank Silvato and you heard it this morning when we got involved in a conversation about the Democrats and about the Generation Zs and Generation Xs that just aren't buying what the Democrats are selling. Now, the neo-fascist left of the Democratic Party, formerly known as progressives, that's what they called themselves, which has run roughshod over the Democratic Party for the last at least 30 years, are now a minority. They're a vocal minority. They're a bully minority, but they are a minority. And traditional Democrats haven't been represented in a party for quite a while. Now we have a moment in time when their incumbent candidate, Joe Biden, is thoroughly incapable of running for re-election. And he was incapable of running for election the first time, but that's beside the point. They've got a viable candidate right now, and they're picking up on it in Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the hard left doesn't want Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he's a traditional Democrat. He's not a neo-fascist progressive. He's a standard run-of-the-mill Democrat. And the youngsters are picking up on that, and they like it because he talks their talk and walks their walk. So they're floating the idea of Gavin Newsom. That's the other side. And I'm not sure if that's going to work, but it's going to be interesting if you've got Newsom going up against Kennedy. Because Newsom, if he runs on his record, he's done. He's done.
Well, I mean, it would all remain to be seen. You know, RFK Jr., I think, has a very refreshing sort of presence in this whole thing. Gavin Newsom would certainly be the institutional, old-time, for lack of a better expression, kind of candidate, because the party would more than likely endorse him wholeheartedly. RFK represents some uncertainty to them, precisely because he would be his own man.
Well, if Republicans are smart, and boy, I hope the jury was out on that, and I hope the Republicans wake up real quick, and I think they are starting to wake up, they will help facilitate this fissure on the Democratic side, because there is a crack in the armor, and a full propaganda campaign, namely Republicans, talking to their Democratic friends, asking why the Democratic leadership is so tone-deaf and literally deaf about Kennedy's candidacy, will put them in a corner, so they're going to have to explain why they don't like Kennedy. Because when they have to explain why they don't like Kennedy, they have to admit that they are the extremists, and nobody likes to admit that.
Well, but also the voters, too, don't fall into extremist categories. And unfortunately, I think the extremist categories get all the coverage, and they soak up all of the sunshine, and they get all the oxygen, whereas most people across the highways and byways are going to be more or less in the middle. Doesn't mean they're not Republicans or Democrats, but they're not on the far left or the far right.
Well, this would be the perfect time to give our Democratic, traditional Democratic friends, that is, an olive branch so that we can get back to government that centers on compromise and not division. Now, think about this for a second. If we help them to expunge that neo-fascist left from their party that never belonged there in the first place, they're an infection in the Democratic Party, and they need to be expunged. So let's think about how we're going to do that and how to do that without the leadership of the Washington establishment, because they want to keep the status quo going. And if they want to get if we want to get the country back to good, we've got to do it ourselves. We've got to pull up our bootstraps and roll up our sleeves and get going.
Well, the people have the power, you know, the people have the power to go vote, and they can organize. I mean, look at what Barack Obama did for so long before he became president.
Community organizer.
Community organizer, that's right. And so there are tactics that can be used for good, for organizing your group to make a big difference. So it's all possible.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I'm not saying we go and jump in bed with the Democrats. That's not what I'm saying. That's, if you were listening, that's not what I said. I'm saying that we have to look for the more rational-thinking individuals that are over there in the Democratic Party, because there are some people, because not everybody is an AOC or a Cori Bush or Adam Schiff or Eric Swalwell. No, not everybody's one of those fools, or Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, I believe has really gone berserk.
Well, President Trump certainly had some choice words for her.
I would have even more choice words.
Well, but the idea, though, of trying to bring people together seems to be virtually impossible when you have that kind of vitriol, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the name calling and the intense hatred. And I hate to call it what it is, but it just seems like hatred.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
The colored piven rules for radicals. What they're giving to us, the only way you can beat them is to beat them at their own game and bury them with their own words. If they call you a name, call them a name. Only make it worse. And drill the point home. Look them right square in the eyes and drill the point home. You know what they're going to do? They're going to walk away from you.
Well, very interesting. You know,
I've had it happen to me.
Yeah. Yep. Well, a lot of times, though, you know, especially where the young people are concerned, they don't like the name calling stuff. They're kind of done with all of that. And I think what they want to know is, how are they going to be able to prosper in a very, very different time period that the United States and the world has entered into?
Well, if you don't want to be in a war, then you need to be talking about not being in a war to begin with, instead of sitting there and waving the saber and this, that, and the other. And by the way, when we come back, the Chinese are still floating around up there off the coast of Alaska, along with the Russians. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case. Trump's lawyers claim politicians are already using the case to raise money. They say President Biden is capitalizing on the indictment after posting a video of himself sipping coffee from a dark Brandon mug. In his first one-on-one interview with a broadcast network, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told NBC's Dasha Burns, if the election is a referendum on President Biden, the GOP will win. But
if, on the other hand, the election is not about January 20th, 2025, but January 6th, 2021, or what document was left by the toilet at Mar-a-Lago, if it's a referendum on that, we are going to lose.
When pressed, DeSantis says, of course, Trump lost in 2020. Most Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of climate change. A Washington Post University of Maryland poll found 57% disapproval. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every day. I start my day with it whenever I have my first meal. That's when I take the Relief Factor. And believe me when I tell you, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 help my body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain, which is what causes the swelling. Now, it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, and it might also take care of a couple of different things. Say maybe your wrist hurts and your shoulder hurts. It's all in the same arm. Guess what? All of a sudden, your pain has either gotten less or gone away altogether. Now, the best part is it's 100% drug-free. Yep, 100% drug-free. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. In short, it's kind of like taking a vitamin pill. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it comes in convenient individual packets or little capsules in a packet, and that's how you take it. It supports healthy joints and muscles, too. I want to get that in there. Now, it only costs $19.95. For the 3-week quick start, it gets it all started. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95. Now, we were talking about
words, and words have consequences, and words have meanings, and this, that, and the other. And again, taking a page right out of the Clarke Piven Strategy Handbook, they have 13 rules that they subscribe to. And they used to call them progressives. They're no longer progressives. They're hardcore communists. And I mean, these people are not even qualified to be communists, because even the communists have more common sense than some of these people. They're radicals. They've gone radical. And the only way that you beat someone is power versus power. You can be smart. You can be sensible. You can try to be, the nice guy in the block and this, that, and the other. But there's an old expression that I remember, and I think my dad told me this a long time ago. Nice guys finish last. You ever heard that?
I have.
It's true, especially with what we're dealing with today. We got to be, I think Michelle Obama said something along these lines when her husband was running for president, that we've got to get down and dirty and in the trenches, and we've got to go after these people, and we've got to do it. She said something along those lines. I don't exactly remember what she said. Maybe we'll find it during the break. But it was pretty close to that, and I remember her saying that.
I don't recall exactly what she might have said about something like that. But,
yeah, it was something similar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but certainly, you know, in the marketplace of ideas, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, communism, if you want to talk about that, that's why it's been imposed, is because people have this power, and they come in and then they impose it, basically, after they take power. And so a lot of times, though, especially with what's happening right now, you have people trying to lie to you that, you know, hey, we'll pay all your college loans, just keep us in power. Hey, we'll do this, just keep us in power. Climate change is here, so you got to listen to us and keep us in power so that we have, guess what, the power. And these are the battlefields that we have in order to show why they're not making sense, why what they're saying to you is really just a conduit to get more power.
And they keep ramming it down your throat over and over and over and over and over again, to the point to where you get you turn everything off and you say, that's it, I'm not paying any more attention. All of a sudden, because they've got the numbers and because they've got the power, they push it and ram it through. That's the problem. We just can't sit back and take this stuff anymore. We got to fight straws with straws and fight pitchforks with pitchforks. And I'm not saying go out in the streets. I'm talking about in the halls of Congress, in the halls of the state legislatures, in the halls of the county offices and whatnot, wherever they're at, wherever they're doing this stuff. That's where you show up in numbers. By the way, there was a school board meeting somewhere out in your state of California where the parents with their consistent showing up and voicing their concern about something, they actually got the system changed. They voted some school board people out and off. I forget where it was. It was somewhere in central California up there in one of the produce valleys. I forget which one.
Well, persistence is key.
Yep.
As well.
But they kept it up. They kept it up. They wouldn't take no for an answer. They were there in numbers. They were there in strength. They were there in power, and they just pushed it and rammed it and slammed those people right out the doorway. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
Well, that's right. And there's another aspect to this, too, and that is of shared common foundation of values, and mm-hmm. that's been slowly eroded. And so when you talk to somebody or you're interacting with someone, you might even say certain phrases or words or terms, but they hear it very, very differently.
Yep.
Or you don't have a common thread that you're building on, as you might have seen in this country several, mm-hmm. Many, many years ago.
Now, I got one for you. The federal court judge and the Trump classified documents case came out swinging yesterday against the special counsel. Mr. Smith came out swinging against him and shut him down.
Well, that's right. We understand that he was denied some sealed filings. They had requests for some sealed filings. They actually struck two of them from the record, I think right there on the spot. And so, yes, this was not a good day for the special counsel.
Yeah, I've got the story here that came from Red State that they put out there. Let's see here. Judge Eileen Cannon, who's overseeing the prosecution of Donald Trump regarding classified documents pulled no punches on Monday after unsealing two motions made by the DOJ and Mr. Smith. The first motion had to do with a request for a Garcia hearing, which would have laid out alleged conflicts of interest involving a defendant's attorney and witnesses that are planned to be called by the prosecution, while the second motion was a request to seal a supplemental order to comport with the grand jury secrecy so that nobody would know who was going to be testifying or what they were going to be saying, and that's wrong. We the people need to know this. We need to know this.
Well, that's right. I think the judge requested information for out-of-state grand juries that might be involved, yes.
And this doesn't mean that the special prosecutor Smith is in trouble in the Florida-based case given the evidence he's compiled, but it is to say that it's obviously not going to be a free-for-all where the government can get away with anything. If only the rest of our judicial system held the DOJ to the same standards, and kudos to the judge in this case, Eileen Cannon, for stepping up and just shutting this guy down. Kudos to her.
Well, but at the same time, too, right, you know, we expect certain things in our judicial system to be done appropriately. And so a lot of times when it looks like this is bad for the special counsel or the Democrats don't like this, it's because the justice system is being administered properly.
But until now, we haven't seen that from most of the judges, have we?
Well, unfortunately, no. But see, this goes to exactly what you're talking about earlier, and that is this notion of division. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can make a good argument about how things are supposed to work in the court of law. We all understand it. It's constitutional. Mm-hmm. But when you have judges that want to go sort of beyond the pale on that thing and see what they can get away with, or prosecutors that want to see what they can get away with, then everything sort of goes by. Bye.
Now, I'm going to, because we've got the Truckers Highway and Bible report coming up, I'm going to tease what we're going to do when we come back in hour number two right off the bat. The Chinese are now using a brand new smuggling route that's been discovered to enter the U.S. illegally and do their dire deeds with the migrants they're smuggling in and with perhaps some of their spies they're smuggling in. And it's been discovered, and wait till you hear where it is and how they're doing it. We're going to tell you after the top of the hour news, after we do our Truckers Highway and Bible report, which is going to be a real doozer, isn't it, Kyle?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this weather again, and my goodness, it's moving out to sea and going away from New England, but holy smokes, the warnings and the watches and all that stuff that are still there. Because this is still an active system of sorts, if you will, going up these.
That's
coasts.
Right. Yeah, very heavy, serious stuff.
Heavy, heavy rain up in New England right now. And by the way, where they don't need to get it, Vermont, it's pouring. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along. And I'm going to let Kathy cruise us into the break. So, Kathy, put it in drive and move on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
from 1975. That's the original footage off of the Midnight Special. That was a program that was on TV.
Well, the man, Wolfman Jack, we all remember that now. Come on.
But anyway, Wolfman Jack and Kyle, you remember that, don't you? 1975, that show?
Oh, yeah, Midnight Special. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that was their audio off the show. Now, it wasn't that great, but I wanted to play it because that was the original track, and that was the first time they played the song. And that's the reason for me playing it like that. But anyway, Peter Frampton, we haven't heard from him in a while, and I don't even think he's around anymore, or is he?
I think he is. I think he does still does a little bit of some gigs here and there, as far as I remember. But Frampton comes alive. That was, to say it was a landmark album of the 1970s would be an understatement.
Yeah, that was his,
all those songs. Yeah,
that was his debut of that song. Yep, and the album, and it went on to become a big time hit for him. Well, let me just read this real quick and then turn it over to you. We got a lot of stuff going on in the South, again, from Texas all the way across to Jacksonville, Florida on I-10. That seems to be the big problem area right now, except for Dallas, Texas, and the central part of Texas. And we'll get into where the storms are because there's still a lot of rain up in the Northeast. But right now, heavy rain in the Northeast, storms in the plains in the Southeast are going to be the issue of the day. And we've got some storms that are lining up right now in Oklahoma and Arkansas, and they're going to be moving again in the same general direction where the ones went yesterday. And this is not a pretty scenario that's setting up here. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to start this morning in southern Idaho off I-84. If you're near Twin Falls or Burley, heading over towards American Falls, and just right around Pocatello right now, just south and southwest of Pocatello, we've got all kinds of rain coming across the interstate there. That rain's also going to extend southwest out of Burley down through Jackpot there in northern Nevada. That's great, Jackpot, Nevada.
Yeah, I've been there.
Everybody likes that. I'll bet, absolutely. And it's going to stretch not quite far enough down to I-80 right now, but that can change. We'll keep an eye on it during the next hour, of course. Then we've got a little bit of rain up near Salmon, and then also looks like here in Dillon, Montana, we've got rain in that area too right now. Other than that, where some of these extreme heat warnings have gone off the map since 24 hours ago, but we do have a severe thunderstorm warning. This is going to be southeast of Tucson, just south of Wilcox in Arizona, so that's happening there right now. And then also we've got some dry and gusty weather up near Kingman, Arizona, but this is also going to head on up into southern Utah and most of western and southern Colorado right now. So that's what we have right now. We'll keep an eye on it. More next hour. Back to you.
All right. Well, here we go. Just east of El Paso, when you get up and climb up on the higher elevation, you're going to be in 90-plus degree temperatures until the 10-20 split. And then it's going to be in the 100-degree-plus range going towards the Dallas Metroplex and all the way over, let's see, towards San Antonio on I-10 and I-20. You're going to have very high heat temperatures, I-35, from the Oklahoma line through the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex on down to Laredo. You're going to have 100-plus degree temperatures down through there. And then, of course, along the Gulf, it'll be in the 90s. Those 100-degree temperatures will continue just north of I-10, but to include parts of I-10 when you move across over into Louisiana and you move over towards New Orleans, which is going to be extremely hot again for the umpteenth day in a row over there in New Orleans. And then coming across I-10, across Mississippi, across Alabama, across all of the northern part of Florida, you will be in temperatures approaching the middle to upper 90s and perhaps some 100s right there on the state line with Georgia. Valdosta, you could see 100-degree temperatures today right there in your backyard. But South Florida, from where I'm sitting, southwest Florida, down into southern Florida, especially south of Lake Okeechobee, the temperatures are going to be well over 100 degrees. The feel-like temperature will be well over 112 degrees, and it'll literally take your breath away for the older people that are out there. This is not going to be a day where pets are going to be stay out very long, and older folks aren't going to be able to. Anybody with a breathing problem or a heart problem, it's going to just make it a lot worse on you if you're out there trying to take a walk. And if you want to do that, you need to do it early in the morning before the sun gets up and it starts baking, because I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of heat stroke cases today.
I can imagine, and I hope it's not at all, but hopefully minimized.
Now, let me go up into the central part of the country, because Minnesota, yep, Minneapolis north to the northwest and to the northeast, to include Duluth. You got the Schmutz alert up there for foul air coming down from Canada. And then southern Illinois, southeastern Missouri, western Kentucky, and southwestern Indiana, you've got some rain and some possibility of some flood watches in there, too. The streams are all pretty well inundated through there, so more rain in the works. And then up there, Buffalo south towards Ripley, New York, along the lee shore of Lake Erie, you're going to have some coastal flooding there. And the way the wind's going to be pushing the water, it's going to be pushing into the lower areas, so you got to watch out for that. But here we go. Northern New York, north of Albany, going up the 87 Northway, you're going to have rain all the way up. It'll also be raining through most of Vermont, most of northern New Hampshire, and most of northern Maine. So you've got some rain in areas where you really don't need it, especially Vermont, where they had those serious floods, and they're going to get it again. In the meantime, the coastline from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape Cod is going to be inundated with some pretty rough seas, and you might get a storm or two still hanging around there. Same thing for down below North Carolina, Cape Hatteras. You might get some storms through there that are working their way slowly out. But it's going to be a day where you need to just pay attention to what's going on. And if you're going into New York, going into Philly, going into Baltimore, going into Boston, going into Providence, I would make sure that they're not flooded out, because there were still, when we came on the air, Kyle, there was a million people without power.
I know. It's been very widespread, and, of course, they've been working as fast as they can.
And D.C. was really hurt, hit hard. Did you see some of the rotating weather that came through D.C.?
Yes, I did. And as a matter of fact, they haven't had that kind of storm in D.C. for quite some time, we understand. So
right.
They were trying to hunker down.
Yeah, and of course, Kyle's out there in California now where it's quiet, and it might not stay that way for long, because I see something in Northern California making its way towards your coastline. But right now, it's not too bad.
Nope, it's pretty quiet, as you said.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Hour number two, the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back. And we're going to tell you about what's going on here with a brand-new Chinese smuggling route that has been discovered totally by accident, but it's been discovered, and you won't believe where it's at or what's going on. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9-
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.